This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Some men like to talk about putting best friends first, but a study published by the American Sociological Review found that white, heterosexual men have the fewest friends of any American demographic, which may be why bromance movies like I Love You, Man hit so close to home.
Hooking up is easy. Meeting platonic male friends, not so much.
So what do? I mean, how do I meet friends? It's such a weird concept.
Well, I can do some recon around the gym. But you're gonna have to be aggressive about this, man.
Yeah.
Use the internet to meet guys. Get mom to fix you up. I mean, if you see a cool-looking guy, strike up a conversation and ask him on a mandate.
Lisa Wade is a professor of sociology and writer for Sociological Images. We spoke with her when her article about the American male friend crisis first came out in Salon. Lisa, great to have you with us.
I'm happy to be here.
Men need more friends. I mean, that sounds like a chapter straight out of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. This is still true?
I know. And when I first started looking into this research, I thought, surely this is too stereotypical to be right. But it turns out it is true. I mean, first of all, we all need more friends, especially as adults. But white heterosexual men in particular, they do. They report fewer close, intimate friendships involving self-disclosure than women do.
What if having fewer, less intimate friends is what men want? Are these companionship shortcomings being unfairly measured through a female lens?
Right. Well, researchers considered that. Are we measuring male friendships with a female yardstick? And so they asked men, what kind of friendships do you want? Do you want what we call shoulder-to-shoulder friendships, where you do a lot of activities together? Or do you want some face-to-face time, too, where you actually talk about your feelings and what's going on in your life? And men actually report wanting that type of face-to-face interaction, as well as the shoulder-to-shoulder. So it doesn't appear that we're measuring it with a female yardstick. And furthermore, if you ask men, what do you mean by intimacy, when you say you want intimacy in your friendships, they'll say the same thing that women do. So they want self-disclosure.
The study finds that white heterosexual adult men have fewer friends. So what about boys?
Boys tend to be excellent friends. Research on middle school and elementary school boys show that they are just as likely as girls of the same age to be incredibly loving towards their friends, to be intimate with them, to share with them how they feel about each other. And in fact, one study by Niobe Way, she interviewed men in every year of high school, same kid as he kind of grew up. And the young boys were just incredibly articulate about their friendships. One had this really touching part where he said that he thought of his best friend like a grown-up version of a teddy bear.
When does that start to shift?
It shifts over the course of high school as boys start to try to sort of do their man projects, right? They're trying to grow up into men. They're trying to figure out what it means to be a man. And as they do that, they tend to push friends away and start to redefine themselves as someone who doesn't need friends.
Any ideas why it is heterosexual white men in particular that have trouble being intimate?
Well, intimacy in our society is feminized, and so one of the reasons that some men start to push away intimacy with other people, including other adult men, is because they are taught in no uncertain terms in our society that they should avoid feminine things. And this is especially true for young men who are still unsure about whether or not they can kind of pull off adult masculinity. And so white heterosexual men tend to be at the top of a male hierarchy, and so they have the most invested in preserving the idea of a real man because they are more likely to benefit from it. Mm-hmm. It might also be that men of color are bonding in other ways. So they're bonding, for example, over the experience of prejudice, and that brings them together in a way.
The term bromance is jokingly used to describe close male friendships. We think of, you know, the whole Judd Apatow kind of movie genre, the Ben Affleck and Matt Damon or George Clooney and Brad Pitt. But there are some real implications for having few male friendships. Is this something that we should be concerned about?
Oh, absolutely, we should be concerned about it. I mean, first of all, it's part of a wider problem with sexism, right? We think about sexism as being prejudice against women, but that's actually been going down over the last 50 years, whereas prejudice against femininity, everything associated with women, that's a different kind of sexism, and it's actually been on the rise over the last 50 years. So the fact that men are trying to avoid femininity as part of a masculinity project is a problem in our society in general around sexism. But moreover, for individual men, they really do want friends. So in a society that denigrates femininity, where men are trying to avoid it, they end up avoiding all the things associated with women, and their lives get narrower and narrower. And so that's sad for men. And they need friends as well. Friends are wonderful. I mean, they're as good for you as not smoking or maintaining a healthy weight. They're incredibly good for your physical health and for your mental health as well. As you're aging, for example, having a good friend is much more predictive of your happiness than even having grandchildren.
Anecdotally, at least, we hear that a lot of people don't keep in touch with their friends in the same way, that they see them less face-to-face or interact less face-to-face than they might on Facebook or some other kind of social media or exchanging photographs online. Is this happening across other cohorts in the American public, fewer friends in general?
There's been concern about that. It turns out that things like Facebook tend to correlate positively with other friendship-keeping activities. So people that are really social on Facebook tend to also be really social in real life. People that are not social on Facebook tend to be more lonely in real life. So I think we can't blame social media, but there is something about the busyness of modern society and the way in which we get separated across space that makes it difficult.
Any advice for our male listeners to overcome these difficulties and reap the benefits of more close friendships?
Well, sure. Guys out there, if you're one of those guys that would like more guy friends, there's lots of other guys that feel that way too. And it's going to be scary to try to initiate disclosure with your male friends. And that is something you just have to accept. So you have to be strong about that. And your guy friends may not be very good friends right off the bat in that sense. And so sometimes you have to teach them how to be good friends because they haven't had role models or they haven't had a lot of practice. So it's a challenging project, but it's one with a lot of rewards and one that I suspect you have lots of men in your life who'd be happy to hear from you.
Lessons for Bros from Lisa Wade. Thank you.
I'm glad to be here.
Lisa Wade, Associate Professor of Sociology at Occidental College and Principal Writer for Sociological Images. You can find a link to read her Salon.com review of the study identifying white heterosexual men as having few friends. There's a link at wordaboutradio.org.
Friends sing together. La 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 la. Friends do things together. La 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 la. Friends laugh together. Ha, 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 ha. Friends make graphs together. La, 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 la. Friends help you when you're in danger. Friends are people who are not strangers. Friends help you shift into a new place. Tell you if you've got food on your face.